Step 16, Giovanni Bertacchi. Dear listeners, we are now on the path that climbs up from Via Zezio and Via Crispi towards the St. Donato mule track. This street is dedicated to poet Giovanni Bertacchi, the poet of the mountains. The dedication to the poet dates back to 1959, but let's find out altogether why it was done. Giovanni Bertacchi was born in the town of Chiavenna on the 9th of February 1869. His parents ran a drugstore, but his father died when the poet was only 8. After completing primary school in his hometown, young Bertacchi moved to Como, where he attended middle school at Collegio Gallio and high school at Liceo Alessandro Volta, obtaining his final diploma in 1888. In that same year, he published his first collection of poems, called Verses. He continued to study and graduated in arts at Milan's Scientific Literary Academy, then started teaching in 1893 at Liceo Parini. Bertacchi later enlisted as a volunteer and was sent to Sicily during peasant uprisings against landowners. In 1898, following the riots in Milan due to difficult working conditions and bread price increase, he went into voluntary exile in Switzerland. He returned to Milan 2 years later and started teaching again, this time at Liceo Manzoni. These are the years in which his collection of poems, The Chansonnier of the Alps, was published, which earned him fame as the Poet of the Mountains. The success of this work prompted the publication of several editions. Bertacchi continued to write and publish his collections. Then in 1916 he obtained the professorship of Italian literature at the University of Padua. Bertacchi's fame, however, was about to decline. Hermeticism had started to make its way in Italy as a poetic movement that, with its novelties, didn't leave much room for the poet. A further element leading to him becoming a minor figure was the rise of fascism. Indeed, the poet was a philanthropist and an anti-fascist socialist. So when university professors were asked to swear allegiance to the regime, Bertacchi decided not to comply and chose early retirement instead. The following years in which Bertacchi published poems, mostly for charity in short-run magazines, were marked by a deep depression that never left him completely. He was therefore hospitalized in several clinics, until he died on the 24th of November 1942, at the age of 73. Today, it is possible to visit his grave in Chiavenna Cemetery. The front of the urn, commissioned by a panel of friends, was decorated by Milanese sculptor Enrico Pancera, and portrayed the hard-working mountaineering folks that Giovanni Bertacchi had written about throughout his life. The street where we are now is dedicated to the poet of the mountains precisely because, during his high school years, he frequently walked the mule track up to Brunate, probably out of homesickness for the mountains of his native Chiavenna. In his poems there are several references to Lake Como. Here are a few lines from Sull'Ario tornando alla patria, on Lake Como, returning to my homeland, from 1898 collection Lyrical Poems. This is my lake too, with its colours, with its ancient voices. With renewed heartbreak I breathe in the air of friendly things. In this complete stillness slowly weeps a bell from Nesso. At the end of my journey, down there on the lake, is a memory and a nest. My first memory of romance is down there, on that winding shore. Under the dead rose bushes sleep the maze that while singing I loved. Take me to my homeland, dear current of Lake Como.